Well, Judy, just to backtrack a little bit on your history, can you tell me how you got started in golf? Who influenced you, and who made you made it a sport for life for you?
Well, my father was a public course golfer. He was a big fan of Ben Hogan, and I really think that's how I got started. I watched him hit golf balls at the driving range, and I was 6 years old, and every six-year-old wants to hit them themselves, and it turned out I could actually hit the ball, so that inspired him to teach me our trial and error method and so on and so forth. So that's where it all started, in St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about, as you sort of grew through the ranks, working your way towards professional golf, and where maybe did you first interact with the WWGA and their events as you built your career?
Yeah, I don't think I really interacted with them until it was the Women's Western Open on the LPGA Tour, and they were a major championship for some of those years. But I played a lot of tournaments, some successfully, some not so successfully. But it turned out to be joining the LPGA Tour when I was 17 years old, which, what if you ask me now, I would say was a year or two too young. But if you ask me now, how it turned out, everything was good.
Well, tell us a little bit about your career on the course. So many people know you for broadcasting now. They almost forget that you were out there playing on tour for quite a while.
Yeah, Curtis Strange always says, nobody knows you played. But it took me 6 years to win, which... is a little bit uncommon with winners. Great player Betsy King, it took her 8 years to win. So some of us are slow learners, apparently. But I won 28 times. 26 of those are considered official. Mm-hmm. It was where I really grew up on the LPGA Tour and raised a son, my husband and I did kind of playing out there, and he's a grown-up man with his own kids now and pretty successful, so I always thank all my LPGA friends for, I guess, our village or whatever.
Well, tell us a little bit about the segment off the golf course and into broadcasting, how those opportunities came along.
Well, you would think I was unfortunate because I had a fairly young age, pretty serious back problems, which eventually ended up in back surgery. But in a way, it was fortunate because I quit playing. I had back surgery. I had an opportunity in television in 1984. And, it in many ways, it changed and enhanced my life. It was ABC Sports, and they took a big chance on me, putting me in men's golf the next year. And I think I'm crossing over into my 39th year doing television. So I'm grateful for that first chance that they gave me.
Mm-hmm. I bet you got to work with a lot of great people in broadcasting along the way and work yourself to a point, and maybe part of this goes with all the years you've put into it, but maybe the most widely known name and respected name of women that have broadcasted golf over the years.
Well, with ABC Sports, I was, there had been other women that had done a show or two, but I was, for some reason, the woman who stuck. And it was great times, a great learning experience, so much fun to, get emotionally involved in other people's games instead of just my own. And I consider it the best thing that ever happened to me career-wise, there's no doubt. It's a fun way to work. It's a fun way to stay connected to your industry. And I did work with tremendous people. If you think back in the 80s, Jim McKay, Jack Whitaker, eventually Mike Tirico, some of the real stars, not just of golf, but of broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you almost wish you had a few years back, because now there's a senior LPGA championship, there's a senior U.S. Women's Open, and I know when they first announced the tournament, the people down at Mid Pines and Pine Needles went into Peggy Kirkbell and they said, hey, we're going to have the second U.S. Senior Women's Open. And her response was, well, that's great. Somebody please tell Mike Davis to put a super senior division in. And if he does, I'll come out and play. And she was in her upper 80s at that point.
Yeah. No, it's there are new opportunities coming up for sure for players who are retired or semi-retired from the LPGA Tour. And I don't think about playing anymore. I don't think I have the nervous system anymore to play golf in front of people. But, you know, thank goodness now I can talk in front of people. So I think that's my role.
I think it seemed the very first day of the first U.S. Senior Women's Open at Chicago Golf. Players would go out to hit balls, and an hour later they hadn't hit any because there was all these hugs and reunions. And it looked more like a high school reunion than a golf tournament because so many people hadn't seen each other in so long.
Well, that's true, and it's magnificent that they now have a couple of places to play because they're still pretty talented. And I think we saw that at this most recent Senior Open that was in Dayton, Ohio, just a few weeks ago. But I'm just glad that they have a place to play. And and for people who want to play golf for a long time, here's my advice. Don't do what I did. Don't have a reason to take long times away from playing, or whether it's, you know, whether it's by choice or by work or by health. That's what makes it hard as you get older. If you continue to play right along, I think you can play for a very long time. I took long periods off for various reasons, but mostly for good reasons.
You know, on the PGA Tour, we see there's Arnie's tournament, there's Jack's tournament, and now there was an announcement yesterday, we're going to have Annika's tournament over in the Tampa area. Mm-hmm. How important is it to have someone like her with her name on an event for the ladies to come out and play like we see with Jack and Arnie's tournament, and for a while there was Tiger's tournament too?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very good, and I think there are, you know, it could happen with two or three other real icons of the LPGA Tour, I would think. We oftentimes follow the path that the PGA Tour has taken a few years later, and it works out well. They're pretty good leaders for the most part, and so I think that's what this is.
And finally, if you could give me some thoughts on the Women's Western Golf Association, how they've grown over the years, and what they offer for younger ladies, especially the juniors or the girl amateurs. Most of them come from the college ranks these days, but they have a couple of very special tournaments that really could mean a lot to a young lady as she tries to advance her career in golf.
Yes, this Women's Western Golf Association is pretty impressive. When you realize that all these women who work so hard to make these things happen volunteer their time. You know, none of them are in a paid position, and they are very passionate and committed to what they do. And it's a, you know, the Women's Western, what used to be the Open, but the Amateur, now the Junior and so on, they have a well-respected name. So, and apparently this group of women, some of them are legacy people. Their mothers did the same thing. I'm just very impressed with all of them and their passion for helping people to go to college and to be able to play competitively in tournaments that matter.